George Richards joins us once again, beat reporter for the Florida Panthers. George, how you doing, my man? Welcome back to the show.
Hey, how are you? What's going on?
Oh, it's going great. Well, I guess Jaromir Jagr has put out he's pleading for fans to stop voting for him because he's currently sitting fourth in voting and feels he's too old to play 3-on-3 at the upcoming All-Star game. He'd rather take a break.
Yeah, we asked him about that today, and we were like, "Are you serious about that?" And he goes, "Yeah, that's why I wrote it." You know, he doesn't seem to have a problem playing, you know, the 5-minute 3-on-3, and he's been a big part of the Panthers in overtime, and they've been in about 4 of those games, and he's, you know, plays regular shifts in that. But I guess he's figuring that 20 minutes of that is a little too much for him at age 44, which he'll be by then, and I guess it can be tough. You know, it's going to be wide open. I think it's going to be a fun All-Star game with the new format, and there are going to be a lot of scoring chances, a lot of goals. And, I still think Jagr, despite his pleas, is going to get plenty of votes, and he may just make that team after all.
George, it's interesting, the whole concept, but Jagr saying, no, you know, it's not for me. Let's face it. At his age, he needs a rest, but on the other hand, he's an absolute marvel. I mean, I remember when he went back to Europe and here with the Oilers struggling, you know, would Jaromir Jagr be a fit if he ever came back? And at that time, 4 or 5 years ago, I was saying, no, he's too old. You can't beat Father Time. He's making Father Time look kind of silly.
He sure is. And I'll tell you what, because he takes matters into his own hands. I mean, you talk about a guy who works out constantly and is always thinking about, you know, how to improve himself and, every technological advantage he takes, he's got, and he's just a marvel. I mean, the passion for this game, he wants to play hockey as long as he can. He said in a recent magazine article that he wants the time between his days of not playing hockey to his death to be as short as possible. He wants to play as long as he can, and he's doing a heck of a job so far. And yeah, I mean, I remember that when he was in Europe, a lot of teams were talking about, well, what about Jagr? And everybody kind of like, no, he's been out of the league, and now he's old. Who knows what he's been doing? And he's come back and has been just fine.
George, the Panthers have missed Barkov for over 10 games so far this season, but when he's healthy, and he is now, he has 11 points in the 14 games. How important is he to this team, and do you think the reason the Panthers are 1 point out of the playoffs is because Barkov's missed 10 games?
Yeah, I mean, they're a different team without Barkov. I mean, he's a dynamic player, and he's only 20 years old, and he plays in Florida, so a lot of people don't know about him, but he's one of the top young players in the game. And this kid's going to be a stud NHL player for a long, long time. He's got all the tools. He's big. He's fast. He's got terrific hands, great vision, and is really good defensively, and I think that's one thing that you look at his offensive numbers, and they're not that great, but he's got the tools to break out offensively. But he plays the defense as well as anybody in the league. And you just don't see that from young guys. Usually it takes time for the defensive game to come, and he's got that figured out. So the offense will come. He's playing with Jagr and with Brandon Peary now, and they're all setting each other up. They're all creating chances, getting points. The pass he made the other night was just phenomenal. He found Peary streaking down the side, streaking up the middle, and put it right on his tape from, 50 feet away. It was just a beautiful pass, and that's what he does. He is a terrific player. He is a huge part of this Panthers' the future. I mean, we were joking with Dale Talon the other day. He said he'd give him a 10-year contract if he could. They want to lock this kid up and make him here for a long, long time, and this is only his third NHL season, so he's not going anywhere, but the Panthers want to make sure he doesn't go anywhere.
Terrific young player. I want to go back to the old guy side of things, though, where maybe the second time around he's rediscovered the Fountain of Youth a little bit. Roberto Luongo, I remember his first tenure there. I'd go through there and talk to him, and sometimes the Panthers weren't very good. Roberto's not in the 44-year-old range yet, but he's getting on, and his numbers are excellent.
Yeah, yeah, I'll tell you what, he's a different player now. I mean, you know, I think he's a more mature guy. He knows how to manage himself a little bit more, but he's still logging those huge minutes. I mean, the way he's looking right now, he's going to play 70-plus games this year, and I think he's, what, 35, 36 years old. He should be on the decline, and he's not on the decline. I mean, he, again, keeps his team in every game, as he did last year. You know, every game, you know, Luongo just stands out as the star of the game. And, you know, he's had, you know, maybe one bad game all season, and even then he only gave up three goals. There were three bad ones, though, and he wanted them all back. And, you know, he has that game, and it pushes him, and he's been terrific ever since. You know, he's a guy that takes a lot of pride in his game, and he works at it. And it's no mistake that he's as good as he is at this age. I mean, he's as tireless a worker as you're going to find, and I think there's a lot of respect in that room for him. And, you know, these guys know that this Florida team doesn't score a whole lot of goals, so they realize that Roberto Luongo is keeping them in games, and you know, they want to try and help out as much as they can when they can. So, it's been fun to watch. I mean, I think a lot of people, when he came back here, didn't know how long he could play. And right now, you got to figure if he can keep this up, the Panthers probably could use this for the next couple of years.
George Richards joins us from the Miami Herald talking about the Florida Panthers in a very tough Atlantic division. They sit with 26 points, but they're out of the playoffs, so they're actually sixth in their division. You've got Montreal and then Detroit, Ottawa, Boston, Tampa Bay, and now Florida wins two games in a row, then suddenly they leapfrog and they'd be right up ahead of Detroit. When you see how they've played in their division, how they've played now, 25 games into the season, George, are they basically, you know, a team that's going to be battling right on the cusp, or do you think this is a team that can actually finish higher than guys like Detroit or Ottawa?
Yeah, I think they're going to be bad. I think they've shown that they can play with all these teams. They just won in Detroit the other day. They took two in a row from Tampa. They've lost their one meeting with Boston and haven't played Montreal, although they have, you know, matched up okay with Montreal in the past. But, you know, we know how good Montreal is, so, you know, no one's catching them. But, yeah, I think the Panthers, you know, are playing, you know, could be a playoff team here. It's going to be tough. You know, they're going to need Ottawa to kind of, you know, come back to the, you know, slow down a little bit. Tampa, I think, is going to be there. I think it's going to be between, you know, Ottawa, Detroit, and Florida for, you know, the third, fourth spot. I think Tampa, you know, by the time things are said and done, Tampa will be the, you know, the number two team in the Atlantic. So it's going to be, the, you know, Panthers fighting those other teams for a spot. But, you know, they can play with anybody, and they just need more consistency. You know, they're right now, they've won three straight for the first time this year. They need to string some wins together, because you see in the division, you know, in the entire East, really, there's so many teams that can go on runs and really pile up some points. And the Panthers need to be able to do that as well.
George, one guy that grabbed everybody's attention last year, came in as a teenager, Aaron Ekblad. I can only look at the numbers, and they look pretty good. You know, there's always that chance. They talk about the sophomore jinx and so on and so forth. It looks to me from afar like he hasn't missed a step. When you look at his game, where's he at in his second year?
Well, I think he had such a great rookie year. It'd be tough to improve on it, but he may just have. He's just quietly a good player, and I think, you know, you just watching him, you have no idea that this is a 19-year-old kid. Now he's got that thick beard. He looks like he's 30. there's no way this kid's getting carded, you know, when he goes out for a pop in Fort Lauderdale. He looks like he's 30 years old. But on the ice, he looks like he, you know, he's just smooth. He doesn't make mistakes. If he does make a mistake, it looks effortless the way he just gets back in position and fixes it. And, you know, he's just a special talent. I mean, you know, I know a lot of teams were talking to Dale Talon about acquiring that top pick 2 years ago. And Dale wanted a lot for it because he felt that this kid could be something special, and he wanted top dollar for that top pick. If he was going to give up Aaron Ekblad, you better be giving him a lot in return. And You know, I think a lot of teams are turned off by that, and Dale's fine. He got the guy he wanted. He's got a cornerstone defenseman. And, you know, Aaron Ekblad has been terrific. He just picked up where he left off last year, and, you know, Panthers couldn't be happier.
George Richards joins us. George, what about local boy Alex Petrovic on the back end? Being in the lineup pretty much every game this season, playing almost 18 minutes a night, how's he looked?
Well, he's hurt right now. It was something that we didn't even know about. I guess he blocked a shot a couple weeks ago from an Alex Ovechkin shot and played through it. And you know, he went a couple weeks where, you know, we didn't notice anything. He's playing fine. I think Alex Petrovic, you know, last year when he became a regular with the Panthers, I mean, that was really a boost to his confidence. And he played solid last year for Florida. But right now he's out. We don't know how long, maybe another week. You know, Florida's D is looking pretty good right now. Dylan Olsen was called up to replace Petro, and he's played well in the two games since. So, you know, there's really no rush. You know, they want to make sure that Petro's healed up and ready to go. So, you know, hopefully he's back in soon. But right now, you know, they're pretty deep on the blue line. So, you know, time will tell when he gets back in the lineup. But he's been terrific, I think. You know, Petro is a guy that's been able to adjust to different D pairings. And, you know, he's a very solid player. Again, very big. You guys know, you've seen him over the years. He's got great size. You know, he can put guys in the corner. He's very good at moving the puck. And, you know, again, a young player who's, you know, just now in his second full NHL season. And, you know, the Panthers are extremely happy with the way he's played.
George, always good to catch up with you. Enjoy the weather and enjoy following a Panthers team that is rather exciting to watch, especially when Barkov's healthy.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you later.